This is Jay Sekulow. The stem cell bill passes. It's now time for a presidential veto.
I have a child that was adopted as a frozen embryo, and she's now 3 years old.
These are called snowflake children because, just like a snowflake, they are each unique, frozen, and never again to be recreated.
The embryos were two cells in the freezer for 4 years.
Through this one adoption program alone, there's been 137 children born, and about 16 are due.
And they were sent frozen, FedEx, from the East Coast to the West Coast, to my doctor's office, transferred to my womb, and I gave birth to an absolutely beautiful baby girl.
Will we sanction the destruction of nascent human life with federal taxpayer dollars?
It treats a human being, a human person, not as an end, but as a means.
The rings of Nazi-esque type of procedure.
They will see a future in which modern medical science can actually overcome and cure things like Parkinson's disease.
How many medical results have we received from embryonic stem cell research?
None.
Zero.
Nada.
Absolutely nothing.
We still speak of our belief that medical research should be valued.
No human being, from the time of conception to the time of natural death, should be sacrificed on the altar of science and technology.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, here's what has happened. If you haven't gone to the website of the ACLJ, we encourage everybody to do that. Yet last night, we would keep you posted, and we did. The Senate bill involving this embryonic stem cell research did pass. There's a very, very close vote in Washington. When I say close, it was overwhelmingly passed, but close as far as veto proof. Folks, it's not going to be any closer. It's going to be a one-vote veto. In other words, when the president issues a veto, which he said he would on this embryonic stem cell research, their override capability is within one or two votes right now. It's that close. We're going to talk about this issue. Your view on this. Should the president issue a veto of this embryonic stem cell bill? 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110.
Here's a breakdown of the vote, folks. 63 yays, 34 nays. That means the vote passed. And right now in the Senate, you've got to understand, with Senator Johnson out in South Dakota, remember, Senator Johnson is not voting right now because of his health problems, you only need 66 votes to override a president's veto in the U.S. Senate. Right now, there were 63 yays for this vote. There are also two Democrats who voted in the past for a very similar bill last year who said they would vote for this bill again. They just weren't able to vote yesterday. That takes the 63 up to 65, which means Harry Reid is looking for one more person in the U.S. Senate who will switch their sides and support this override of the presidential veto. Just one vote.
Drew Ryan's in our office in Washington, D.C., in our studios here. Now, Drew, there were two Democrats that did vote the right way on this, and they're going to be subject to a lot of pressure from the Democratic side.
Without a doubt, Jay. Bob Casey out of Pennsylvania and Ben Nelson out of Nebraska, they have made public statements this morning saying, hey, we're not changing our vote. We're going to support a presidential veto. But, Jay, we're talking one vote. Harry Reid only needs one vote to override a veto.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. This is razor thin. I've been in contact with the White House. It looks like there's going to be a veto. As soon as the bill gets to the president, he is going to veto it. That is the plan right now. But we're going to have to mount a serious attempt to keep the pressure on here, folks, because here's what you've got. One vote in the Senate and just a couple in the House, and we could have the president's veto overridden here. The president's been very firm, though.
That's right. He said S5 is very similar to legislation I vetoed last year and that this bill crosses a moral line that I and many others find troubling. If it advances all the way through Congress to my desk, I will veto it. That was from the White House this morning, the president's statement, again, reaffirming his support for the veto.
We're going to be talking about this. We're going to get into the details on this. We're fortunate here at Regent University School of Law. One of our law students, who's also a legal fellow here at the American Center for Law and Justice, is a medical doctor. So we're going to get into what exactly we're talking about, folks, so you understand, because I know a lot of this terminology has been confusing for a lot of people. We're going to get right to this. This is a huge issue. The ramifications are gigantic. Senator Coburn's going to be joining us later in the program as well. And then we're getting word that, folks, the lobbying legislation bills are coming next week also. So a lot to talk about. 1-800-684-3110. Should the president issue a veto? 800-684-3110. Now, for those of you that have joined with us, and we're over 50,000 of you have so far, we want to thank you. We are now putting the pressure on to make sure the veto takes place and that the votes are there to maintain that veto. We need to hear from you. Join this petition to protect life. It's critical that Drew and our government affairs team has this information. 877-989-2255. That's the number to add your name to this petition to protect life. This is now to ensure a presidential veto and to make sure it's not overridden. That's going to be the big challenge. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, or you go to the phone right now, 877-989-2255. More with your calls when we come back.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
Who brings up Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. The best way to stand with the nation of Israel is to stand in Israel. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is organizing a very unique 10-day trip to Israel this summer with Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We've never done this before. We are very excited about that. I'm going, Jordan's going, my wife Pam's going. I mean, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime.
Visit the historic and holy sites in Israel. You'll also meet top government leaders and military experts. Travel to Israel with the ACLJ June 21st through July 1st, a trip you'll never forget.
It's a time to be there because it's important. But it's also fun to be there.
The cost, $33.95. That includes airfare from New York to Tel Aviv, your hotels, and all meals. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel this summer, June 21st through July 1st. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservation now.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Should the president use his veto pen because the bill authorizing the experimentation on human embryos is in fact now passed? It passed with an interesting margin here, folks, because the margin that it passed with is not enough at this point to override a veto. But you know how close we're talking about? One or two votes, and a lot could happen.
That's right, folks. Again here, the vote was 63-34 in the U.S. Senate. 63-4, 34 against. Two Democrats who said they would have voted for the bill could not vote. That was Chris Dodd from Connecticut, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. They both said they would vote for it. That means right now it's really 65 yeas. That's one vote short right now of being able to override the president's veto because Senator Johnson from South Dakota is out. He's not voting because of his medical problems. He's not voting. So you don't need the usual 67. Instead, you need the 66. And on paper, the Democrats and others that support this legislation, folks, and it is bipartisan, are just looking for one more vote to get this presidential veto
and
overridden.
We're talking about basically experimentation on these human embryos. It's unbelievable. This is the destruction of embryo. I want to get into that issue, by the way. If you want to add your name to this petition, by the way, I want to be corrected here. We're over 70,000 of you have contacted us. Drew and I were just talking during the break. Drew, it's important to get to 100,000 very soon here if we can.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's critical mass on a petition, and you can circulate these numbers. In fact, I've been circulating numbers all morning, Jay, going to leadership offices saying, hey, you have got a lot of support to support a presidential veto from the American public. Stay firm on this one.
Yeah, folks, 877-989-2255 to make sure that veto it takes place and that it's not overridden. 877-989-2255. You add your name to that right now or aclj.org. To the phones we go.
Ken's calling from Nevada on line 3. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys. Thanks for what you're doing.
Sure.
Hey, it's kind of a question with some people to think about it. A family member of mine recently went through some assisted reproductive help, you know, in vitro.
Right.
And one of the things I learned watching them go through this is that there's a lot of stages that an embryo goes through as far as growing and putting it together with the stem cell deal. How far along are these embryos before? I mean, you got to have a brain stem to get a stem cell. So how far along are these embryos growing before they're harvested, because if that's the case, then it's more of a
sure.
infanticide than it is a...
Well, no, you bring up a great point. And fortunately, as I said before the break, Kim Schaffner's a medical doctor, also a law student here at Regent University. Kim is also a legal fellow here at the ACLJ. And, of course, we're dealing with a major issue. And this is a question, Kim, we're getting a lot of over the last week. In fact, one of the reasons why we think it's been so difficult on this whole issue is people don't understand. When you say a human embryo, they're saying, what exactly are we talking about here? And I think it's important for people to understand when we say this is stem cell research on a human embryo, let's define the term human embryo. What are we talking about? What is this?
That's right. A human embryo is quite simply the union of a sperm and egg, and is the organism, the cell that results from that union. Typically, the embryonic stem cells are harvested from an embryo which is grown to the blastocyst stage, age 5 to 9 days.
Okay, so at that point, what is the when we talk about the embryo? So you've got the sperm and the egg have united. The embryo has been created, not have been implanted yet, obviously, because they're outside the womb. Chromosomal link-ups. What's there? What's not there? Where's the development as far as the human personhood here?
At the time of fertilization, the chromosomal complement of the sperm and of the egg unite. And so at that point, the embryo is chromosomally complete, essentially the same chromosomal complement as you or I.
So, Kim, what we're talking about here is even after just at the point of completion is really at the uniting of the egg and the sperm, and the chromosomal complementation is there. So is that why the phrase, Kim, is used, human embryo, because at that point it's acknowledged within medical science that this is a human being of sorts?
That is essentially the very beginning of the human being, yes.
So there you have it, folks. And what we've got right now, and Kim, we appreciate your call. You need to add your name to this petition. This is exactly why we need to fight and fight so aggressively for this. I want to play for you a clip. This is from Marlene Sturgis. She was on the broadcast the other day. She's the first mother of what's called a snowflake child. These children derive from the human embryo. They're just taken from the frozen embryo and then implanted into the mother, and then the child develops. Listen to her comments, then we'll follow it up.
We all get pictures of our children before they transfer them into our womb. And I actually have two pictures. One was the day of thaw, and then one was the day of transfer. And this was outside my body, and the doctor told me that my daughter had gone to her next stage of development outside of my body, which is called compaction, where all the cells are moving to one side and a fluid-filled sac is forming.
Now, this is from, you know, this child now, by the way, is 8 years old, was originated from a frozen embryo. When they talk about the cells moving, when we think of frozen, we think, how could this be alive still? And so that, you know, without getting into the details of the science, but obviously they're able to thaw the embryo at that point and implant. Is that basically the process?
That's correct.
And how does that, at that point when that takes place, when the implantation takes place of the frozen of the embryo, was not frozen at that point, is that any different than any other conception at that point?
No, there is no difference. Biologically, it is very much the same.
Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, I can't give you better reasons as to what's at stake here than this is, you know, we're cutting through the medical terms to try to get to the bottom of this, and we've got a razor thin ability to override this veto. When the veto is going to issue, the president has said very clearly he is going to veto this bill. He's unapologetic about that. We're going to hold him to that, of course, but the fight for the override is going to be very aggressive here.
It is going to be a very big fight. You're talking about vote margins of one or two people that need to switch in the Senate. The House, a little bit bigger of a margin, but remember, the House kind of moves in swings and groups of congressmen, so a 16 or 17 margin is not like the Senate in 17 or 16. You're talking about you get a group together that'll switch, especially because the American people right now, when the polls are taken, because people don't understand this issue, say, of course I support stem cell research. And the problem is the different types of stem cell research. But the president said today, this bill crosses a moral line that I and many others find very troubling.
Let me give you the number to call. It's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition on this exact point. 877-989-2255. We're going to try to hold firm on this veto, but also there's, a very aggressive attempt to override this. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to another call right now.
David's calling from Colorado on line 5. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for taking my
sure.
call. Unfortunately, I'm almost ashamed to say it. I fall in the group of people who are ignorant with regards to this issue and the legislation that has just been passed. Can you, maybe not in detail, but give me an overview of exactly what it would mean if this were to pass?
Okay, it's a great point. And let me ask Kim, who's our medical doctor and here again, student at Regent Law School as well. Kim, there's a couple of different types of stem cell research because, as Jordan said earlier, when you talk about stem cell research, there's other types that don't involve the destruction of the human embryo. So let's talk about the other types that are available, and then we'll get back into the particulars of this bill here.
There are four categories of stem cells for our purposes here. Of course, as we mentioned, embryonic stem cells. There are also adult stem cells, which are found in multiple tissues of the body, muscle, brain, bone, liver.
And let me ask you a question about those, yes. Kim. If you utilize, when they talk about like they're recreating portions of livers and heart, muscle, and but there's no destruction. And when you're using it from an adult stem cell, there's no destruction of any organ or no destruction of any human life at that point.
That's correct, Jay.
Okay. What's the next one then?
The next would be the umbilical cord stem cells, which, of course, we obtain at birth from the blood in the umbilical cord.
Is that becoming more of a common practice? I understand that people are now trying to, not maybe common yet, but they are looking at grabbing the umbilical cord for that?
Undoubtedly. When I was delivering babies 20 years ago, we tossed them into the can, but that's past.
That's old science now. Okay, now let's go to the human embryo issue, because what David's question is, the specifics of what happens that destroys the human. What happens here that ends up taking the life of the human embryo?
At that blastocyst stage that I mentioned before, age 5 to 9 days, the embryo has a number of cells within it, and these are the stem cells. These are extracted from the embryo and then placed into culture and grown. However, we have to reemphasize the fact that the process of obtaining these stem cells from that embryo destroys the embryo.
So the embryo at that point is over, done.
Is unable to complete its biological term.
Folks, we're trying to make this as basic as we can, and you see this is what we're talking about here is human embryonic stem cell. We want to be very specific. Now, what we're asking for is a presidential veto and make sure it's veto-proof. Drew, this is a big fight for our government affairs office. I'm going to be in Washington next week. This is going to be a real battle.
Without a doubt, because, Jay, immediately this is going to go over to the House because it was a Senate-originated bill. The House has the votes to pass it. They are, like Jordan talked about, they have potentially the opportunity to override a presidential veto as well. So this thing is going to be decided in the 11th hour if we can sustain this presidential veto.
11th hour by a vote or two, folks. I mean, we are talking about razor thin. Here's what we need. We need to get up to 100,000. We're over 70,000 now. You go to your phones, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you're signing our petition to protect life, which is focusing now on both getting the veto and then making sure we can sustain that veto. So again, 877-989-2255. Now, updated information, and you can also sign up online, and tens of thousands of you have, at aclj.org. So go to aclj.org. Our Washington office is fully engaged in this. Our lawyers here in Virginia are as well. 877-989-2255 for you to add your name to this petition to stand for life. We're talking about one vote here, folks. Your voice is going to make a difference. 877-989-2255.
Hey, I'm Logan.
And I'm Chili.
And we're excited to talk to you about LoganShow.com. You might be saying, I was there yesterday. Well, you know what? Something has changed.
Yes, we are constantly taking it from amazing to ridiculously amazing.
That's true. We update the site every day. And you might be saying, Logan, you know, what else is so good about LoganShow.com? Well, how about now that you can watch brand new and old episodes of The Logan Show on demand right on your computer? You can watch The Logan Show 48 times a day if you really wanted to. However, I don't encourage it.
And I know you Chili fans have been wanting to ask me some questions. Well, guess what? Now there's an Ask Chili Q&A page.
That's not all. You can enter to win Logan's iPod.
Sir, who are you?
Gotta go.
Okay. Also, there's a Logan Show fan quiz and our new interactive forum where me, Chili, and all of you Logan Show fans can talk. Yes, you are not alone.
I sit at my computer all day hitting refresh, just hoping for someone to talk to. So please, come by for the experience of a lifetime, and so Chili is not lonely.
Come see me and Chili at LoganShow.com.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It brings up Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Should the president issue a veto on the stem cell bill? It's going to be very, I think the president without a doubt is going to do it. But we're going to have to fight very aggressively to make sure that there is not a veto of this bill. I just asked Kim Schaffner this, who is a medical doctor and also a legal fellow here at the American Center for Law and Justice, a student, by the way, at Regent University School of Law, and we're pleased to have him here with us as well at the ACLJ. I asked him, why is it that when you extract the stem cells, because when you do it on an adult stem cell extraction from an organ, there's no death of an organ or death of a person, obviously. Why is it in the human embryo when they do the extraction, the life of that embryo ends? And I think it's important. This, again, people, you got to understand, we're talking about the chromosomal makeup is there for this person, basically, at this point. What is it that causes the death at that point?
The embryo is surrounded by a layer called the germinal layer, and the stem cells are enclosed within this layer. When the stem cells are extracted, the cell membrane is destroyed. The embryo is thus destroyed at that point. Embryonic destruction.
So it is embryonic destruction,
yes,
at that point.
At that point.
These are embryos, some of which have now been implanted in mothers, taken the full term, many of them, hundreds of them, and they're called snowflake babies. And we've had those women on the last couple of days on the broadcast. That's what we're fighting over. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You got to stand with us on this. We need that veto. We need to make sure we're veto-proof, we're override-proof on that veto as well.
Francis is calling from Florida on line 4. Francis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Francis.
Hello. Thank you for taking
sure.
my call. God bless you.
Thanks.
My brother-in-law had multiple myeloma, and they grew stem cells from his own fat in his belly, and he is now in remission. And I'll let your experts talk about that, because there is no need to kill babies to cure life.
We appreciate you calling in, Francis. Let me ask you that, Kim. We have had a lot of stories over the last months and years, really, that these adult stem cells have been very successful here. What is the sense on that? And they've been successful. There's no proven science on the embryonic stem cell at all. There's a big difference there.
That's right. The adult stem cells are much more useful than much of the press would have us believe, especially for therapy such as multiple myeloma. These cells are brought out, cultured, and then re-injected into the patient. These are his own cells. There's no immune rejection. Perfectly safe, and obviously, in your case, quite effective.
Yeah, so the good news is, and there was a bill that passed that would authorize more expenditures, S-70, I think is the number of that bill, or S-30, excuse me, Jordan's looking that up particularly. That bill did pass, involving adult stem cell research. That did pass. We don't know if it'll get picked up in the House.
Yeah, it was passed 70-28. Again, voting against it was all Democrats, actually, that voted against that bill. That was for more funding for adult stem cell research. So there was a lot of crossover vote there. But again, some Democrats, all those voting nay, all 28, were Democrats who supported the other legislation.
Let's go to one more phone call here.
Let's go to Charlie calling from Missouri on line 2. Charlie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, gentlemen. God bless you.
Thanks.
I fully support and I can understand why President Bush is going to veto it. My question is, though, even if we have an outcry of unprecedented amount of American people saying, no, we don't want this, what's to stop our Congress and House from just doing what they want?
Well, perfect time for you to call, because I've just been informed that Senator Coburn's just joined with us. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Jay.
I know we're tight on time and we're getting near the end of the program, but the call just came in from Charlie saying about the veto here. The president's saying he's veto. What's your sense in the Senate on this, and your sense overall on this measure?
Well, first of all, he will veto S-5. He won't veto S-30. And if you really care about progressive embryonic stem cell research, you need to support S-30. And the key point, the ethical point is if we can do everything that we can do through destructive embryo research by not destroying embryos, by using non-viable embryos, why would we not want to do that? And that's the debate. And so you can ask anybody with any disease, if we could give you the same research and the same results in the same time period, would you not rather not destroy a living life or living being and do it a more ethical way versus an unethical way?
Let me ask you this, Senator. The president's indicating that he's going to veto. The override vote is going to be, looks like, very close in the Senate, a vote or two. What's your sense on how that'll do?
Well, I don't know in the Senate, but it won't be overridden in the House, so his veto will be sustained.
So you're optimistic that we will be able to sustain the veto?
Yes.
All right. Let me ask you this. Were you surprised with the nature of this debate, or do you think there's just the confusion in the body politic here on this?
Well, no, I think there's politics. This isn't about, the great claim that was made is for the hope of all these people with disease. And if that's their true claim, then they'll vote for S30 and get it through, because that'll double the amount of true research that's going on with embryonic stem cells.
But it does not involve the destruction of those stem cells.
No, I'm an obstetrician. What happens is when you do in vitro fertilization, a lot of the combined egg and sperm quit dividing after about day 7. And those aren't freezable. Those aren't usable in anything other than embryonic stem cells. So they're non-viable. It'd be like you have a brain injury, you're brain dead, and like me, I've offered to give up my organs when I'm dead so that they can be used in someone else. So what we're doing is taking the same thing we would in organ transplants and using those cells.
So that's what that's the competing legislation. Give me your sense of this. We're running really close on time here, and I know you are too. Your sense of that S30 passing.
Well, it did pass. We got more votes for it than we did for the
House of Representatives side. That's what on the House side.
I think if they'll let it up for a vote, there's no question it'll pass.
The question is getting it up for a vote. We appreciate your efforts on this, Senator, and we're going to continue to fight for you. We're going to make sure that we're going to work on S30, getting it through, and make sure this veto is sustained. We appreciate you taking a stand for all of us
on
this.
Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Kim, let me ask you this question. For those of you joining us late here, the Senate did pass the embryonic stem cell bill that we're all concerned about. Obviously, I want to recast again, Kim. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Kim Schaffner is a medical doctor, also on our staff here at the ACLJ. When you're talking about the human embryo, which is the bill that has passed and now will be vetoed, and hopefully will sustain that veto, I want to again quickly say, why is this? For people that are saying, is this the destruction of human life? Explain that one more time.
Very simply, Jay, egg and sperm unite, create an embryo, human life in its origin. Full chromosomal complement, every gene and chromosome that is present in you and I. This embryo begins to divide. Stem cells are harvested from it. The embryo dies. It can't be more simple than that.
So it is the removal, the extraction of the stem cell that kills the embryo.
That's correct. As soon as they're extracted, the embryo is dead.
All right. We're going to try to grab one more call in here, folks. This is a huge issue. Obviously, we've got a couple more days we're going to be fighting on this.
Don's calling from Texas on line 3. Don, welcome to JSEC.
Hey, Don, we're tight on time. If you go very quickly, please.
Absolutely. What is our option if this does... if the veto is overridden, what, as taxpayers, can we do?
Once it's overridden, there's get a different House and Senate. I mean, that's what it's going to require, because it's the law of the land at that point. Now, what Senator Coburn said is right, and that is in the Senate, it's going to be very close. He said it. We don't know how the Senate's going to go. He's more comfortable in the House. Our staff is telling us, don't think that a 16-vote margin in the House is much of a margin at all. Those coalitions can change in a day.
Yeah, you just don't know. It is different in the House than the Senate, because you've got so many more congressional offices, so many more congressmen and women, and the way they vote is kind of in packs and in groups. And if they can go in there, if the Senate or those that are more moderate can go in there and say, your group needs to go this way, you could have a 17 or 18-person vote shift easily in the House of Representatives, much easier than really just getting one senator to change their mind in the U.S. Senate. It's very different, and that's why we have to keep the fight going. The president's ready to veto this. He said this is a moral line he will not cross.
So the president's going to veto. That's the good news, folks. We're going to keep on that, but we've got to make sure we can make sure that veto is sustained. They can't override it. So you need to go to your phones right now. We're going to have a couple of days here at the end of this week and maybe a day or two next week. And then the lobbying legislation's coming up. I know there's just a lot going on in Washington. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To add your name to the Petition to Protect Life. Very important on this veto, or ACLJ.org. Kim Schaffner has been our guest. He's a medical doctor and a staff member here at the ACLJ. We appreciate your comments, Kim. And again, 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard for those that can't speak for themselves.